sitting in the driveway, filled to the gills with all her stuff. She cut a deal with her brother to drive it up the highway. Figures New York City is close enough. She gets the audition through a friend of a friend. She's checking out her legs, saying this will never work. She flips on her boogie and turns to the band. Gives a little grin and blows away the jerk. Girls with guitars, now everybody's rocking. Girls with guitars,
there ought to be a song about
girls with guitars.
There's just no stopping the
girls with guitars. Get your money for nothing and your guys for free.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We will fight with our fingernails if we have to. That's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying following President Biden's announcement that the U.S. won't supply offensive weapons to Israel if used for a widespread attack on the Gaza city of Rafah. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing at college campuses overnight, including at George Washington University, Penn, and the University of Arizona. Dramatic testimony Thursday at the criminal trial of Donald Trump as adult film star Stormy Daniels was there. She returned to the stand. According to ABC's Aaron Katursky, the jury was captivated as she sparred with defense attorneys. There's no way to know how the jurors took in more explicit details on the defense. They said they were prejudicial. They wanted a mistrial. However, the judge in the case said absolutely not. The judge saying because Donald Trump denied having sex with Stormy Daniels, the judge said the jury would be left to decide who they believe. It's believed the key witness in the case, Michael Cohen, will be called next week. This is ABC News. In the UK, a toddler is hearing. It's been restored with an experimental treatment. Details from ABC's Andrea Fujii.
18-month-old Opal Sandy was given an infusion of gene therapy into her right ear, which replaces the DNA that causes her type of inherited deafness. Doctors hope Opal's success can lead to gene therapy for more common types of hearing loss.
We're not delivering a large dose of gene therapy to the rest of the body, so it means that we see fewer side effects.
Within 4 weeks of the surgery, Opal responded to sound.
Can I have a kiss? Oh, good girl.
6 months in, she can hear soft noises, even whispering.
Yeah, it's hoped that the therapy leads to cures for many types of deafness. Target is cutting LGBTQ-themed merchandise from about half of its U.S. stores during the Pride Month of June. Bloomberg News reporting all the products will be available online. The move coming after customer backlash forced Target to get rid of items last year, including some transgender swimsuits. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin and anti-war protesters met once again Thursday. Protesters want the UW to cut funding from Israeli entities along with weapons manufacturers and private prison companies. But administrators say the university has limited ability to divest from certain investments. A woman reaches a plea deal in the death of a man she claims sex trafficked her. Christo Kaiser avoids a life sentence after pleading guilty to a charge of second-degree reckless homicide in Kenosha County Court Thursday. Four other charges are dismissed. And four fallen officers will be honored at the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial today at the Capitol in Madison. Milwaukee Police Officer Peter Jerving, Chautauqua Police Officer Emily Breidenbach, Cameron Officer Hunter Scheel, and St. Croix County Deputy Katie Leising were all killed in the line of duty in 2023. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Hey anglers, the Wisconsin DNR has updated the daily bag limit on walleye to 3 on most inland waters. Help us ensure the sustainability of this remarkable species. Check out all the new regulations at dnr.wi.gov.
Team Challenge is the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation's largest endurance training program that trains you to run or walk a half marathon while helping the foundation raise funds to find a cure for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, and everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Mother's Day will be here before we know it. Stop at O'Galley Cheese for a wonderful present any mother would love. Choose from their selection of jewelry, candles, wines, and of course, cheese to make a gift box that mom can enjoy. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. An O'Galley Cheese gift certificate makes a great gift too. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
You're gonna feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny with an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible here today. We'll get to around 68 for a high with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 68. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a couple of afternoon thunderstorms with a high near 80. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boost good boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the boogie boogie. Yeah, you told Dosino. Come on, baby, let's go boogie. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boogie. Thank you. what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Coffee cup. She said, where you been? So I thought real hard and said, I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard. She said, you don't know it, boy, but you just blew it. And I said, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. A headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it, and I stuttered, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story. My story, and I'm sticking to it. You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone, and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, and darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Well, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness, and you know I can't prove it. But that's my story. Unless you approve it, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Up in the mountains, he flew up there to paint the world. He says, even though in turn interpretation's what I count on. This little picture to me seems blurred. Hard lines and the shadows come easy. I see it all just as clear as a bell. I just can't seem to set my easel to please me. I paint my heaven, but it looks like hell. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. Down till my picture is perfect and all the wonder's gone from my eyes, down through my hands and onto the canvas. Still like my vision, but still a surprise. Real life, he says, is the hardest impression. It's always moving, so I let it come through. That, my friend, I say, is the glory of true independence. Just to do what you do, what you do, what you do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. My old friend came down from the mountain without even looking. He found a little truth. Now you can go through life with the greatest intentions, but you do what you do, what you just gotta do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Black Hawk, and that's just about right here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. So we have temperatures in the mid to upper 30s this morning, and are expecting some showers and storms later on today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll be chatting with Chase Adams from the National Pork Producers Council as well about some of the issues going on in D.C. Had a chance to talk with Chase last week during the NAFB convention. For those of you that do listen to our AM signal, many of you know that, during the early morning hours and into the evening, we have to lower power. That is by FCC rule. But there are some authorizations that the FCC will allow. They'll allow stations like ours to have higher power either before the sun comes up or even after the sun goes down for a few hours. It's technically called pre and post sunrise authorization. It's something that went away in 2007 because of computer issues and this, that, and the other thing when they changed the dates of daylight savings time. Anyway, it's something I've been complaining about, I guess, since 2013 when I started meeting with then Commissioner Ajit Pai. But with our visits from last week in Washington, it actually looks like that's changing, and we're going to be able to do that here soon. Waiting for a few things coming from the FCC, but we should have some pretty good news on that coming up in the next few weeks. So, it does, I guess, pay to complain to City Hall, right? may take a little while, but they actually are listening. And so that's really some good news. But we'll keep you up to date on that as well. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, looking at the effects of Monensin, or for our listeners, the commercial name is Rumensin, on milk efficiency and composition. This is reported recently in a seminar by Dr. Horst from Elanco, and so the focus of the research was the impact of Monensin on dry matter intake, milk yields, milk component, and feed efficiency. And what they did is they took 96 cows. Of those 96 cows, 36 were first calf heifers here, and they averaged 106 days in milk in the study. They used 12 pens, so it was basically pen evaluations with 8 cows per pen on this research facility. They looked at a control diet that had no Monensin in it, and then 11 grams per ton in the feeding program, 14.5 grams per ton, and 18.9 grams per ton. And this was done on a 9-week study. The rations are pretty typical here for the Midwest, 54% forages in the feeding program. The nutrient composition was 27% neutral detergent fiber, or NDF, 29% starch, and contains 4.5% fat, of which 2.3% were rumen unsaturated fatty acids, or known in the industry as RUFAs. Results are useful to reflect here for our dairy producers. Our dry matter declined at higher levels, and this was seen reported in earlier studies. The typical control cows at 60.6 pounds of dry matter, and at the higher levels, 58.1 pounds. So about a 2-pound drop at the really higher levels of Monensin. High milk yield on these cows, good milk production. We'll talk a bit about butterfat percent and milk protein a bit later. Here, there was no significant effect on any of those variables, averaging pretty close to 100 pounds of milk. We then looked at fat yield and no effect on the butterfat test. The controls at 3.81, the next levels were 3.9, 3.82, and 3.72. So really no significant effect. But what is a quadratic effect? Simply meaning that it went up at modest levels and then a little bit declined later there, statistically speaking. They did analyze the milk fat to see what changes would occur, and there really was no difference in de novo synthesis, which would reflect on the production of acetate, propionate, and butyrate out there in the feeding programs. Milk urea nitrogen increased linearly with the Monensin, and they went from the controls of 11.7 up to the high levels at 13.1. We look at feed efficiency. There was a linear increase in feed efficiency as Monensin increased in the diet, and that was reported in earlier studies as well. So we look at the results and said that the sweet spot, if you wish, for the most favorable response in milk yield was at the 18.1 grams per ton. If you wanted the optimal components, that was at 16 grams per ton. So, Bill, our take-home message and clue that Monensin does increase energy-corrected milk. It does increase feed efficiency as well. It does not affect milk fat directly, except at really high levels. There was a bit of a trend there. Doesn't change the fatty acid composition here. And if farmers see a depression in butterfat on farms, they should look at other causes other than Monensin. Thanks. That completes the program for today.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Many federal departments are struggling to hire and retain workers, and the USDA's Farm Service is no exception, according to Associate Administrator Steve Peterson.
The Farm Service Agency has struggled. Ultimately, now when, you know, McDonald's and Walmart are also paying or maybe even paying better than some of our entry-level positions.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has called for an upgrade of the pay system for workers. Coming up Monday, we're in the midst of a chaotic move to the upside where rational and supply-demand fundamentals go out the window. And that's how StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski explains the hot dairy markets, and he talks about it with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you. Well, a few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet, and how she must have been 8 months along and dead on her feet. No, she didn't know her story, and she probably never will. When the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door, and on a napkin left a note. There were tears in the waitress's eyes when she read what she wrote. You don't owe me a thing, I've been there too. Someone wants help me out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you. That night when she got home from work, the waitress climbed into bed. She was thinking about the money and what the lady's note had said. As her husband lay there sleeping, she whispered soft and low, "Everything's gonna be alright. I love you, Joe."
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the NAFB Washington Watch in Washington, D.C. Thank you to our sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabas Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compere Financial, Osteoplastics, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. I'm with Chase Adams. He's Senior Director of Congressional Relations with National Pork. Chase also served with me on the NAFB board when... well, that was another lifetime ago, it seems like, at this point. But Chase, let's talk about some of the things going on in D.C. You've been here long enough to know it's a whole lot of nothing because it's an election year. But is there some movement in the Farm Bill of people wanting to at least try to get something done, maybe even in the lame duck?
It's a lot of nothing until it's not, and I tell you what, we are looking at some real possibilities, I believe, for getting a farm bill done. I know everyone's talking about farm bill right now, but at the same time, Chairman Thompson has been an enthusiastic champion, and from our industry, from the pork industry, we need to get a farm bill done now, not only for our animal health priorities, which we continually carry along with our other friends in the barnyard and the ag groups, but for the imposition that California Prop 12 has put on this industry, right? Unscience, non-science-based animal housing standards, and the concern that if we don't get preemption in this farm bill, if we don't address this in some way, we're looking down the barrel of an entire patchwork of state regulations, and that would be an existential threat for the pork industry. So we've been keeping the pressure on that we have to get a farm bill done this year.
You mentioned Prop 12. Now, you and I have kind of seen this movie before. Because back when we were on the board, there was the cage-free eggs thing started to show up. So farmers started to respond by doing that. And then all of a sudden, the consumers are like, $8.50 for a dozen eggs? Are you kidding me? Because of the expense of this. And I understand we're starting to see this consumer backlash in California now.
We are. In California right now, we're seeing pork prices up by about 20% on average.
And let's qualify that. Pork prices at the grocery store, not on the farm level.
Absolutely. Pork prices at the consumer level. So the consumers are paying about 20% more. We're seeing some indications of scarcity because the industry is not able to necessarily provide the compliant pork that is demanded by that state. And like I say, I mean, for our industry, as much as anything, this is the concern that what's the next piece to fall, right? What's the next arbitrary standard that we're going to see out there from another state legislature or a state ballot initiative? So that's why Chairman Thompson has been a champion with us from the beginning, that this is huge for the pork industry, but this is bigger than just the pork industry, because while we're the target of California Prop 12 along with the veal industry, the next state regulation might not necessarily be on pork. It could be on beef production or any other livestock production. So that's why we've got to get something done. The Farm Bill is really the only vehicle to do that, and we're pushing as hard as we can to get Congress to act.
We're talking with Chase Adams. He's Senior Director of Congressional Relations. Chase, of course, in poultry and now in dairy, the avian influenza. Of course, the pork side's always worried about African swine fever. Okay, so these animal health issues, what is being potentially looked at on the congressional side for addressing some of these things to help the industries or help USDA try to contain some of this stuff?
Yeah. All of animal agriculture is certainly watching this high path situation, and we're very much engaged through our veterinarians day in, day out. From a congressional relations standpoint, that again goes back to, I mean, I hate to just constantly harp on the Farm Bill, but that again goes back to why we need to pass this Farm Bill, why we need to have that three-legged stool of animal health, the surveillance labs, the vaccine bank, the national disease preparedness grants that the states are able to use. That's why these tools that we talk about day in, day out, especially as we look at a conservative Congress that wants to cut spending. This is part of the message that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. These programs that we're funding over at USDA APHIS are the frontline surveillance for keeping foreign animal diseases out, but also the front line for containing foreign animal diseases and responding as we see them here and as we see them change and you know, show in other places.
What about the waters of the U.S. Boy, I hate even just bringing that phrase up, because anyone in the room that we're doing this, I say that, WOTUS, and it's like everybody cringes, because it seems like we never get any finality with this thing of here's what it is. And I totally understand. Tell me what the rules are, and let's just keep them that way instead of every other election they're changing.
Yeah, blast from the past. Everything that's old is new again, and everything that's new will be old again, I suppose. So we are continuing to engage, trying to engage with the administration, trying to make sure that that we can respond effectively and that these rules work for farmers, right? That these rules work for producers and everyone out there. Unfortunately, we're getting a barrage from EPA. We're getting challenges to rodenticides, which are so critical to keeping rodents out of biosecure facilities, i.e. what we were talking about with foreign and domestic animal disease. We're also seeing challenges coming from EPA on effluent limitations. That's going to impact our packing facilities and what they have to do in order to discharge water. And as we know, what costs that are borne upstream usually come downstream to producers. And so that's why we've got to be constantly out there, constantly vigilant on the environmental front to make sure that, yes, these rules and regulations are doing what they're intended, but to make sure that we're not getting regulated out of business.
Chase Adams, he is the Senior Director of Congressional Relations with the National Pork Producers Council from Washington, D.C. in the NAFB Washington Watch. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
A cold front will push through the region this morning in our ag weather forecast. Looks like we'll see northwest winds increasing up to 30 miles an hour. We'll even see some showers and storms as the storms move through. After that front moves through, then things begin to clear out and will also begin to warm up for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of showers and storms, high 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 35 to 40%, southwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30 and shifting to the northwest. We'll see anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, partly cloudy early and then turning clear with a slight chance of a shower or storm. Lows 40 to 45, relative humidities at 84 to 89%. Northwest winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 29 to 34%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, and we'll have highs from 80 to 85, west winds at 11 to 16. Monday, mostly sunny, cooler, high 65 to 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, high 65 to 70. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs once again 65 to 70.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Save some money on bath sponges and grow them in your backyard. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Homegrown loofah sponges are great for exfoliating, and you can even eat them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.